It was a busy evening on the New Hampshire primary trail Thursday, with two of the race's more prominent candidates, Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump, hosting campaign events at the same time, just 35 miles from each other. But that's where the similarities ended. We start in Concord, where Clinton drew a smaller crowd to a town hall-style gathering that was heavy on policy details. NHPR's Jason Moon caught up with the candidate at the city's Boys and Girls Club.
In a full but not exactly packed gymnasium in Concord, Clinton touted a long list of local endorsements, including Senator Jeanne Shaheen and Governor Maggie Hassan, before digging into a wide range of topics. Questions from an engaged audience touched on everything from the Iranian nuclear deal to how Clinton would define the word equality. In her answers to questions on climate change and college affordability, the candidate took pains to stress how these topics were missing from the previous night's Republican presidential debate.
I didn't hear one of them say, hey, here's how we can be more competitive educationally, how we can get college affordable, how we can deal with the student debt load, which is $1.2 trillion that is weighing down 40 million of our people.
When asked about a slightly less comfortable topic, whether she supports the Keystone XL pipeline, Clinton raised a few eyebrows with a new take on a familiar response.
Okay, Keystone Pipeline, one of my favorite issues. Let me just tell you this. I have been waiting for the administration to make a decision. I thought I owed them that. I worked in the administration. I started the process that is supposed to lead to a decision. I can't wait too much longer, and I am putting the White House on notice. I'm going to tell you what I think soon.
By the end, Clinton took the audience into a lightning round to try and get to as many questions as possible.
So I saw a hand over here. Yes, this lady right there. Yes, okay. And please get the microphone, please. You guys have got to move a little quicker here. Let's get the microphone moving.
For Diane Morin from Bo, who had some reservations coming in, seeing Clinton in the flesh made all the difference.
I always liked her, but she's really good in this format.
Constance Biavosky of Concord praised Clinton's performance and says she's not worried about what the future holds for Hillary Clinton.
I think she's overcome quite a lot of obstacles, and that's why I admire her. She's lasted all through the years.
For NHPR News in Concord, I'm Jason Moon.